scramble to do things that may only be, in a sense, things that your personality structure has been taught it needs to do as an offshoot of who you think you are. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. I appreciate it.
Now remember, we're not talking about giving up responsibility, but the idea is to claim your relationship to what you're doing and redefine it in a way that simultaneously allows you to choose a new direction and make changes, and simultaneously allows you to communicate to everyone else who might be connected or involved that you are doing so, so everyone has a chance in their own way to adjust. I'm not saying you have to be responsible for other people's reactions or responses beyond a certain point, but the idea is to simply be a clear communicator that you yourself are changing and that your awareness can then present to them the changes that are going on within you so that they can then determine how it is they can then relate to you or not relate to you from that point forward, and that will also help organize the things and relationships and interactions you really do need to have and really don't need to have.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yes.
Thank you. I wish to add one more thing. All of you can absorb this in your own way, but it keys into the last thing that we were just discussing. Regarding the idea of linear time, I understand, and I'm not taking away from it because it is a valid experience, but the idea is that what you all call one moment after another, these are all actually the same one moment, because there is only one moment. In creation, there is only here, there is only now. What you experience as a succession of different moments are all the same one moment from different points of view and different experiences of the same one moment. But the only way you have to experience all of those different points of view of the same moment in linear time is to experience them as if it is one discrete moment after another. But it's all the same moment. Let that sink in whatever way it benefits you. Yes. Good day.
Good day, Bashar.
Speak up and be bold.
May I ask you, could you touch on and help with the fears, like with claustrophobia and these different
touch
fears?
Touch on the fears, such as claustrophobia and so forth. Now, many of you already understand, of course, that these things are sometimes imprinted upon many of your psyches through certain experiences that some of you may have either in childhood or in what you might call an impressionable moment. But nevertheless, it still all comes down to the idea that it is really an imprintation in the definitional belief system. All fears are a reaction to something you believe to be true. You don't have a feeling about anything if you don't first have a definition or a belief about that thing or that circumstance or that situation. So all fears, no matter how it exhibits itself, first of all, understand it is a reaction to a definition you have bought into. That is the impression that you bought into. It was a belief system or a definition that allows you to experience your reality in this particular emotional way. Now, sometimes, yes, the specific type of fear, such as what you call claustrophobia, can be symbolic of what the definition itself is. And therefore, the type of fear can actually help you get in touch with what the definition might be. For example, again, claustrophobia may be related to the idea of a definition that says that you cannot expand, that you are structured and held fast by limitation itself, that you are in that sense suffocating by the limiting beliefs that you have been spoon-fed or forced to buy into unknowingly. And the claustrophobia may be your psyche's way of letting you know you have these beliefs, so that the fear will become so great it will force you to waken to the fact consciously that you have these beliefs unconsciously, so you will find them, change them, and then in so doing, transform the fear into joy. Do you follow?
Oh, yes, that's it.
Fear, that's what fear is for. It is there to tell you you have a belief that is out of alignment with who and what you truly are. We have often used the analogy of a piano, the instrument on your planet, to demonstrate this idea. If you're sitting down at a piano and you are playing a song, and all of a sudden you hit a sour key, a flat note, you do not usually run away from the piano screaming in terror and swear you will never play again. Usually you say, ah, this is out of tune. I must tune that particular key. And this is what fear is. It is like a sour key, a flat key, an out-of-tune key. It must be tuned. What must be tuned? The definition must be tuned.